Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The information depicted in this podcast is purely for informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional before making any changes to your lifestyle or routine.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today, I'm super excited because we are going to be discussing something that I'm very passionate about, and that is superfoods. And specifically today, what we're going to be looking at is something else known as Irish sea moss. So today, I'm joined in with Renzo and Yulia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you so much, Lucas. We are very happy to be here.
Awesome. So maybe, did you guys want to let my audience know a little bit about yourselves and maybe a bit about your story so far?
Absolutely. I'll let ladies first.
Let's start with the sea moss and how I reached to this beautiful venture. So my grandma died when I was 10 years old, and she died from painful cancer, and that caused me, for the last 20 years, I've been researching all the newest health trends and everything that I could make my family healthier and more vital, and overall all the anti-aging strategies. So 2 years ago, I was researching at the time when there was uncertainty around what are the newest superfoods? Because I wanted to find something that can provide my family health, vitality, and protect my family overall. And I couldn't find a supplement that will have all transparent ingredients that I can provide to my family and I can consume myself. So I came across sea moss, and I realized how amazing this product is and how much potential it has. That's how our sea moss brand, NutraRemedies, was born. Renzo joined on board with all his amazing experience of investing in the healthcare industries that I let him lead.
Yeah, so my journey, I'm originally from Peru, had the fortunate circumstance that and the opportunity to actually work in the United States for my entire professional career. I was a was, with emphasis on the was, a Wall Street guy, worked well over a decade in New York City at a crazy pace, like 14, 16, even 18 hour days from time to time, and weekends and so forth. So it takes a lot of mental fortitude, but also took a lot of good self-care in, like, just to have the energy to survive really that rhythm, especially for a long period of time. So always an athlete, very, very enthusiast about all sorts of types of sports, preferably the ones in the water. And so health was always part of me, like specifically the sports side of things, but also with Julia's, she's always been really knowledgeable of nutrition and just general like care. So when we met, she put together, I would say subconsciously, probably a plan that allowed me to actually perform with like good energy. Like it's like at the end of the day, it's four pillars, right? It's a positive attitude, good diet, healthy exercise, and just taking the right nutrients outside of the diet, right? Which in this case is supplementation. So always the interest there. She's more of the expert and the one that knows things, but she carried us through time. And I got involved because she needed a little bit of help or organizing the business just so it operates properly as a business while she has the time to actually dedicate to either aiding like new products or the marketing side of it, while I use just my expertise in just guiding how the business should operate and scale. So I think in that case, that's how we separate the roles. She's more the brains behind the brand and the muscle making the business run. Yeah,
so. No, that's awesome. I can see there's some synergy there between you two, and I'm really excited to, you know, dive into specifically around, you know, the benefits associated with CMOS. I know you mentioned, Renzo, you mentioned that you're an ex-athlete. You're always looking for things to improve performance. I can relate to you there big time. I've always been, you know, I played soccer for many, many years, and I was always trialing different herbs, you know, different mushrooms, things that could improve my performance. So, Julia, maybe did you want to explain to my audience, first of all, what is Irish CMOS?
Irish CMOS is a type of algae that's from the marine, from the ocean. And there's a few different ones. Ours is coming from Atlantic Ocean, from Caribbean for the main part. And it's truly amazing for the body. Our body on a regular basis needs 100 or 2 minerals a day in order to operate in the best top peak performance. And our CMOS contains 92 out of that. Now, we have enhanced our formula of our supplement in the way that with additional 2 herbs, it provides 102 minerals. And therefore, it just provides complete body support just for 3 pills.
Mm. Did you want to explore?
I wanted to add something specifically around the sourcing, like which is always very important, right? So you have 2 types, wild-crafted, which is basically what you can pick up directly from the ocean. I would say a little bit more laborious, a little bit more scarce, and obviously more expensive. And then you have the farmed one, which it's a little bit trickier because when somebody farms something, if you want to obtain the same nutritional benefits, it needs to have a comparable ecosystem to actually grow. So a lot of the CMOS that you see out there, it's farmed. There's wildcrafted options, obviously. In terms of where it comes from, typically the benefits don't deviate too much. So whether it's, for example, like what Irish CMOS is, Condus Crispi, that typically comes. So obviously you find it in Ireland, but you also find it in the northern waters in Canada. You can find it even as south as Peru, my home country. And there's other types of CMOS that are not Irish CMOS that come, for example, from Indonesia, Korea, It doesn't really have any variant benefits. They're pretty much consistent. Like the form of the plant may change a little bit, but I think the key is not where it comes from so much, but how it actually was obtained. So wildcrafted versus farm. Ours, we make sure that ours is wildcrafted.
Yeah.
Where, because that's, it's more, it grows in the natural environment, has the nutrients that it's supposed to have been tested. And there's not that many studies behind, but like when you find benefits, it's typically when you can actually grow, when the plant can actually grow in the conditions of the natural ocean rather than in a replicated environment.
Yeah, that makes sense. And as you're mentioning some of that production aspect in terms of actually harvesting the raw material, it reminds me of, because I'm a naturopath, and so I understand, you know, how herbs are harvested and things like that. It sort of reminds me of like ginseng as a specific, you know, 4 to 5 years, the roots, and based on the way that it's harvested will influence how it affects the body. But it sort of sounds like Irish sea moss is similar in that regard, that whilst there are many similar benefits across different types, I'd imagine those that are wild crafted actually elicit more, you know, beneficial effects in terms of supporting human health. So that's what I'd love to sort of dive into now in terms of what is it primarily used for?
It does have many. Our main three like interests that we cover for public would be energy levels, beauty, and beauty with this anti-aging. And the third one
is weight management. It's weight management slash digestive health. It has benefits from both angles. She's a beauty expert, so she can cover a little bit more about what the beauty benefits would be. I mean, to take a step back, if you look at what sea moss is and what minerals it has between minerals and vitamins. Vitamins, for example, like vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin K. It has amino acids like taurine and a lot of dietary fiber and probiotics, and even a little bit of protein and fatty acids like omega-3. So it's a very versatile plant or sea plant. A lot of marine plants have a lot of benefits. Iodine is one of them as well. That is a common out. Chlorophyll is another thing that is common to marine plants. So the avenues that the benefits could take are tremendous. So it all comes down to how those are harnessed and how consistent people are in actually making a habit about consuming it. It's not a magic pill or a silver bullet or any of any kind, right? It all takes about consistency and obviously having the right habits to accompany that. And the people that actually follow that, they get tremendous benefits. I mean, we're huge advocates of our product. We consume it ourselves. So we're even soon to launch another product for kids that our, like, basically we have a now 6-year-old daughter that she tested them for us. So, but in terms of just what sea moss contains, it's just the wealth of minerals and vitamins is large, probably uncomparable to many other natural herbs that you'll find out there, whether it's land or sea. Now, when it comes down to what we offer, the formula is inspired by Dr. Sevi, the Honduran herbalist that you may be familiar with, like a huge proponent of the alkaline diet. So obviously, sea moss, alkaline product, right? And like that, it also has another marine algae, which is called bladderwrack, that is actually from, if I remember correctly, from all the marine plants that are out there, this is the one that has the highest content in iodine, which it has tremendous benefits from the metabolism perspective, thyroid health, right? And also you have burdock root, which is a Japanese root plant that has a lot of antioxidants. So that's the formula in a nutshell, like inspired, we enhanced it. And also we made sure that, like, there's an issue with supplements, right? Like when you go out and buy supplements, the most common place where people go these days is Amazon. Right. And it's impossible to verify what the source or quality is, because there's not really much out of the traces. So people may say it's made in the USA or sourced like from reputable sources, but it may really be not. It could be powders from China, right? And which is the most common scenario. And then when it comes down to specifically supplementation on the herbal side of things, you can use like the most common use across supplements or supplement manufacturers is dried powder of whatever the plant would be, whether it's a mushroom or a type of mushroom or a seed plant. It's primarily powder based, and obviously with the drying process to get to that powder, you are killing a significant amount of the nutrients that a plant may have. So we took a different approach to it in the sense that we like consuming as close to like the real stuff as it comes. So we thought in terms of supplementation, the best avenue was to use extracts, and where you preserve the potency on actually the natural benefits, the real benefits of the plant, but you actually have a much better product because it's first sourced from the right places in the right conditions and using the highest quality type of ingredient that you can put in a supplement. Mm. So that's in the natural, like our formula is that.
Mm. It's amazing.
Talking about the formula, we also enhanced it with bioperin in order to increase bioavailability of the product. So it works even stronger and goes straight to the cells.
Mm. So I know you mentioned the bladder rack as the second ingredient, which we know of as a thyroid stimulant, because it's not only rich in iodine, but there's also some other things that can help with thyroid conversion. The sea moss itself, obviously people are talking about the benefits in terms of its iodine content, but it goes much more beyond this, right? It's not just the iodine that's contributing to the energy, you know, the anti-aging effects. It's all the other compounds, right?
Exactly. For example, like if you want to look at it from the gut health perspective, right? Sea moss, like many seeds, types of algae, seaweeds, it has a lot of dietary fiber, which means it has a high content of prebiotic fiber. Which, how does that help somebody? So like our gut has good bacteria and bad bacteria. Like the prebiotic actually feeds the good bacteria. So then that translates into your colon, and like the overall ecosystem from the gut to colon gets enhanced just by the consumption of prebiotic. Sea moss has a high content of it. So that's, for example, one benefit that one can look at. From the immunity perspective, it also has similar benefits just as a vitamin C's, vitamin K's. It has, between the vitamins and the macronutrients that it includes, it also has immunity benefits just for like traditional immune support type supplementation. So in that sense, it's more than that, like just a single benefit. You could think of it as probably one of the most powerful natural multivitamins that exists out there. Mm. Right? Like it definitely has functional benefits that are more like targeted, but in reality, it's like I would say probably a holistic herb that just helps you with multiple things within just your bodily function. So
yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, that's obviously what caught my attention when I was first exploring sea moss. I was like, I was looking into some of the research articles in terms of its effects on, you know, gut health, immune health, cardiovascular health, thyroid health. What was the third ingredient you mentioned? Was it
burdock root?
Oh, burdock root. The leaf.
Yes. Yeah, that's the third ingredient. And the formula, actually, it was literally inspired by Dr. Sevi. That combination, I don't know how he, the conception of the formula, we're not entirely clear how it came about. Because obviously, Sevi was respected in many mediums, but controversial in others, as people that know his history could attest. But the burdock specifically, its main benefit is for inflammation. It allows you basically to clean up your bloodstream, right? It is one of the main benefits. And just the inflammatory part, or removing the inflammatory part of a bodily function, is actually highly important for actually efficient I would say for efficient nutrition, and not just for that, for preventing even disease. Just I think from what Dr. Sebi professed based on his alkaline diet, that there were two areas where he thought the body had to get rid of. One was mucus, and the other one was acidity and inflammation that was caused as a result of that. So I think from his research, he came across burdock root, and that covers part of that, just due to that number of antioxidants that it includes. It just gelled well with the other parts of the formula. It was highly complementary of sorts.
Mm. It works like a filter, removing toxins from the blood. And in addition, it enhances circulation. So it's just basically, as Renzo mentioned, cleans out the system.
Yeah. What I learned in terms of burdock root, because I remember there was a period of time where I was taking burdock root, because we learn about it as a powerful blood purifier and also a lymphatic supporting herb, so you know, improving lymphatic system. But there were so many other benefits associated with burdock root as well, like in terms of increasing mitochondrial biogenesis, so improving energy production. So I think, yeah, that formula that you've been inspired by Dr. Sebi, that burdock root, bladderwrack, and sea moss, and then the bioperine, I mean, that sort of combination sounds like it would, you can see why so many customers would be happy, because they're getting that broad spectrum effect, you know?
Yeah, no, it's been marvelous. And you, I would share with you like a few examples of mm-hmm. customers that have been loyal since we launched the brand, that have achieved major physical milestones as a result of consuming our supplement, which we are actually very thankful to that they have shared their experience with us. Mm-hmm. And we are quite happy that our product has been able to provide those benefits to people.
Mm. Oh, I love speaking to my customers. That's one of the best part of creating the company, just obtaining all the rewards and just how thankful they are. A few months ago, I had interviewed one of my customers, and she had a stroke last December. In 2 months after, when I was having a conversation with her, she was fully recovered, and all she said, she was taking CMOS, and she thinks that she was fully recovered from her stroke because of she was taking our product. Mm. That was one example. And I was even speaking to her yesterday, like following up how she feels, and she became one of our biggest affiliates. And I have spoken to another lady who actually have gotten pregnant after she wasn't able to get pregnant for over 5 years, trying all the different types of treatments. And she did mention that within 3 months of taking our supplements, she have gotten pregnant with twins.
Wow. Was the husband taking the CMOS, or was it just herself?
Both of them, and jumping into February 14 and the love weekend upcoming up. CMOS does wonders for men and women working as an aphrodisiac and boosting testosterone.
I think a lot of the, how you call this, the heritage or the known benefits on CMOS, specifically in the Caribbean, one of its main uses was like as an aphrodisiac for both men and women. And from the men's side, it helps boost like testosterone level, energy level, virility overall. It all starts with overall health, because like if your body is working properly, you wouldn't have problems in any department. So, but it does give that kick. And from the women's perspective, it has also, just from the overall health perspective and from some of the minerals that it includes, it actually like could potentially stimulate the body to be more propense to actual pregnancy, like fertility in general, just as a result of just overall good functioning body.
Yeah, that makes sense. And like we always learned, like with preconception care, obviously so much that goes into it in terms of both for the man and the woman. But obviously like something like CMOS would have a multifactorial effect in terms of improving fertility. What else in terms of, application. So obviously we've covered immune health, potential weight management. Do you want to sort of explore that one a little bit further?
Of course. It burns fat and gets to a flatter stomach. Actually, I've gotten a feedback today from one of the customers saying, oh, my stomach, I have lost some of the belly fat. I'm so happy. And the reason why, it's because it has taurine, which boosts lipid metabolism and basically transmutes glucose into muscle, basically.
It's taurine, actually, it's a metabolism enhancer. And whatever you have in terms of fat stored in the body, like whatever, or whatever you consume from fat, it translates into a source of energy. So, and it starts there, right? It's, you have these stimulants, the ones that boost your metabolism, but like if you boost your metabolism, but you have poor gut health, you're not going to get anywhere because everything gets just stuck, right? It's like what goes in, it must come down, but if you have issues in that department, it may not come down, or it may not come down in the way in which it actually benefits you from the weight loss perspective. So while it has the stimulants, like one of them being taurine, as Julia mentioned, the other one being iodine from the metabolism booster, then there's another one that's fucoxanthin as well. That is also one that it just basically helps with like the protein processing. But given that it has like fatty acids and the fiber, it also helps you with the overall like gut health side of things. So that's why ultimately, obviously combined with a proper diet and exercise, you can see material benefits from consuming this type of supplementation.
As far as dosages, I know you mentioned the importance of, you know, using an extract and potentiating that. So do you want to explain a little bit around the dosages that are commonly used?
Yeah. And this is the product, by the way.
Nice. Awesome.
So from that dosage perspective, I would say like the legal disclaimer, right? Like consult with your healthcare physician before you consume anything that you're putting in your body, specifically when it comes down to supplementation. What we did was we attempted to achieve like a high potency formula, so it could cover but not exceed the majority, specifically like iodine. Let's just center on one of the nutrients that it has within the product. A decent amount of iodine is very good for the body. Excess iodine is not good for the body, right? So we try to balance that with trying to create a formula that is highly potent. With our formula, you're probably consuming around 2,500 milligrams of CMOS, of the entire formulation on a given day, which would put you in some cases within the good sides of what you need to take from all the vitamins that you can probably that you would need to consume. So we make sure that it has that, not only the ingredients, right, being extract based, but also we packed the capsule to the limit that it could have, both from physical space and also like the daily value percentages that you need to consume for specific minerals and vitamins on a given day. So I would say when you consume the full dose, which is three capsules, what you are getting out of CMOS, it's more than what other products, other CMOS-based products would give a consumer for that amount of intake, right? Mm-hmm. On in terms of like the daily consumption, that we made sure of that. I would say, but while you are consuming a decent amount of CMOS, you're still not exceeding what is, I would think, naturally healthy for your body.
Yeah, yeah.
And you try to find balance there.
So I'd imagine the obviously CMOS is the chief ingredient, like the leading ingredient, and then smaller parts of the other ones, right?
Actually, it's balanced. I would say CMOS is still the chief ingredient, but you still get a significant amount of bladder rack. It's not like, hey, you have like, let's say, of 2,500 milligrams of ingredients, you have like 2,000 of CMOS and 10 and 10 of the other ones. Right? Right. So it's more balanced. And I would say because it's more balanced, it probably has the way we work with the formulation, we work with a lab and obviously a manufacturer and their lab and to achieve, like I would say, what we think is the right balance. Mm. And basically that's all we put on the product.
Anything higher than that wouldn't be suitable for everybody, we would say this way.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to when it's quite interesting because most of the supplement facts that you would see in any product, they're highly standardized, right? They would tell you, it's a, hey, consume two, consume three, consume one. And you're getting a specific amount of milligrams, a specific amount of percentage of your diet type, right? But that could be totally different for a woman that is, I don't know, 5 feet two, or like, I don't know, 1 meter and 60 centimeters or whatever it is, versus a guy that is 6'4 and 220 pounds, right? So is I'm on that camp. I'm like 6'4, which is equivalent to like 194, give or take. And around 100, like 95 kilos, give or take. So I could, while our label says, it's like, hey, take three, I got to take five, right? And I, for me, that suits me.
But it also depends on the travel schedule, on other things. It's the same thing as turmeric and vitamin C. Sometimes, I mean, they recommend certain dose and you know when you're about to travel or there is something, you consume a lot more and it's better for you at that given time. So same thing as CMOS. If you need to meet certain goals, such as remove some of the wrinkles, or lose some of the belly fat, or just enhance overall health, you might want to consume some a little bit more. Mm-hmm. For the maintenance standards, you stay within the recommended range.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because I've done a lot of research on iodine itself. And as you mentioned, I mean, excess iodine is also very bad, obviously, because that can actually affect the metabolism. So I'd imagine whilst iodine is one of the, like I said at the start, it's one of the ingredients, it's not the only one you care about, right? There's
no, it's not the only, it's very common to look at the marketplace and the thousands of blogs that come out there, and the number one thing that they say about CMOS and likewise for a lot of things that come, like a lot of the algae or seaweeds that come out of the ocean, is iodine. It's like probably one of the number one things that you see consistently explained, sometimes well, sometimes poorly. The progress, like the plant itself has a lot more than just iodine.
Mm. From a safety point of view, obviously, for my listeners, do you want to maybe explain who this product may, you know, somebody, I'd imagine somebody with hyperthyroidism would need to be slightly careful with CMOS, but are there any other cautions or safety issues you should outline?
Definitely pregnancy.
Yeah.
I believe, especially here in the United States, every pregnant woman should consult with her doctor in regards to taking anything. I would say that would be very important. And
anybody, I would say probably check with, like, if somebody has allergies to anything that is marine.
Yes.
That's, although the product really doesn't contain any allergens, if it's wildcrafted, it was in the ocean. If it was in the ocean, it was exposed to crustaceous fish or any other marine life forms that were in the ocean. So in those cases, I would probably caution people to have allergies to marine products to either consult or abstain from consuming it. We did try to avoid, like, this is a vegan product, right? So it doesn't have any dairy, doesn't have any, like, not gluten or any nuts or gluten or anything of that nature. Now it's just more specific to if somebody has specific allergies or conditions that would not benefit from a marine product per se.
Mm, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. As far as consuming the product, have you had customers want to actually open up the capsules and put in like smoothies and things like that?
We do it sometimes ourselves.
Wow.
So there was one thing that we were like researching, right? And specifically how salty is actually CMOS, right? So I was actually very curious about it. So I opened one of our capsules. And then this comes down to another distinction between good quality and high quality and poor quality CMOS. So like high quality versus poor quality is that good CMOS, it's typically not as salty as people may think. Now, what happens is farm-raised sea moss, typically when they try to replicate that conditions of the ocean or the better conditions of the ocean to actually grow it, they tend to overextend. And it's many instances, what is poor quality sea moss is actually correlated with the saltiness of the actual powder, right? So I was actually curious. It's just, okay, you know, let's try ours. So I opened a capsule, put it in a plate, and I started eating it with my finger. And I noticed, it's like, okay, this doesn't have any salty taste. I've tried other products where when we were doing market research and just ordering from what is out there in the market. And the range is significant, right? Like you have products that will be, I would say, closer to what ours is, and others that it's like if you, instead of actually consuming CMOS, you were consuming a spoon of salt.
Yes.
So...
We have an article. I wrote an article about it. It's about to be published on our blog. I'll send you a link. Yeah. It's how to distinguish real CMOS versus fake CMOS. And yeah, that's one of their parameters.
Yeah, that's going to be really, really important because, that taste profile aspect, because I know some people might, they might want to like open up their capsule and put it in a smoothie or whatever, but, yeah, that's really interesting that what you found.
It's not fishy, not salty. So I tried ours. It's actually something that you could easily put in a smoothie without materially altering the taste buds as a result. So it's one of the potential uses, right? So capsules, I think like if you take a step back and look at how the market has evolved, like typically what people used to buy was the actual plant, right? Like the dried plant. Then they had to soak it, wash it, like liquefy it and put it and basically produce a gel that then you store in your fridge. It lasts for like 3 weeks or whatever. And you went through a significant exercise to actually get there. So when capsules came about, that was, I think, that the initial form where you would find CMOS, it was primarily in gel. Then came capsules that obviously simplifies all that labor. And as compared to consuming an actual like plant-based food, where like the benefit of capsules is that you can actually get more of that, but with lesser effort and lesser quantity,
yeah,
right? Just from the perspective of formulation or the benefits of formulation. Now, the other things that came about where CMOS gummies, which we'll be launching, I think in about a month, we're going to have gummies for both adults and for kids. So it's two products. That was another one that came into the market. The other thing that you can find now is applications that delve way beyond nutrition, specifically taking into like the beauty benefits or the beauty properties that CMOS contains. There's now uses of CMOS outside of nutrition, where you would find CMOS soaps, CMOS masks, CMOS face wash, and things like that. And just the more traditional use is just a bag of CMOS powder, where as you mentioned, it's specifically targeted towards the cooking and the smoothie making pursuits that people may have. So now you have like a different variety of presentations now, both from nutrition, but also extended into beauty.
Yeah, interesting. As far as, because I only did a little bit of research in terms of like looking on PubMed and having a look at some journal articles. As far as human studies, like, what's the current status there? Like, have there been many done in the past? Are there more coming in the future?
You have, there's several that range, I think, as old as if I remember, like the 90s. There's been a little bit more interest recently where you had several papers across different functional benefits, right? Like whether it's, does it actually help dissolve mucus or immune response or thyroid support? Like in the 2017, 2018, 2019, you saw a lot of research. We haven't come across like anything 2021 yet. But I believe that there's more interest. It was obscured I guess not as well known as it is now. It all took, I mean, people that know health may have known about it. I think what really took it to new heights was when you had a bunch of celebrities, one of the Kardashians, mentioning that they're consuming CMOS. So that kind of basically expanded the size of the market. So there's a lot more interest in actually studying CMOS itself. There's a lot of studies related to, I would say, CMOS cousins, right? Like other types of algae, other types of moss, other types of seaweed. There's several on that regard. I would say most of them center around not so much sort of like the cosmetic benefits of things like weight loss or it's like, hey, it's gonna boost physical performance for exercise, but the more on the health benefits of it, like for example, for people that suffer from thyroid issues, like can this help? Like anything related to immunity. I think that's where the attention is probably, where it has been most recent and where it probably will remain for the time being.
Mm, awesome.
We can send you a few things of studies that we had looked into. There are some of them that are interesting. And they cover not just Condrus crispus, which is basically CMOS, Irish CMOS, but also cover all like other related types of algae, mm-hmm. From the red ones to the clear ones. So it covers a bunch of the benefits from the health, like all around, like different types of health angles.
Yeah, that'll be useful if you can pass those over. I can link those in the show notes. So I want to give my audience a chance. So if they want to, I will be linking your product in the show notes. But let them know if they want to learn more about the product, where they can find your products listed.
Yeah, no, we only sell on our website. That's the only avenue to buy it. So when they go to that link, they can find our CMOS product. And the few CMOS extensions that we're launching soon. And there's some information there and we're highly responsive. We're like Julia specifically, she's highly engaged. If somebody has a question, they can always ask us either via email or on the social media. And many times, most of those questions reach Julia. So she's just extremely knowledgeable about the like how to consume it, the benefits, etc. She should be able to guide them through their journey.
Amazing. Well, I wanted to say massive thanks, Renzo and Julia, for coming on the show. I think this has been action-packed and full of really useful information. I really hope people get inspired to look into CMOS. And as I mentioned, for those listening in, I'll link their website in the show notes. But yeah, Renzo and Julia, thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Lucas.
Awesome.
Thank you, everyone, for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.